Peace, love, and harmony. Welcome back to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I am your host, B Harmony, and as always, your support means the absolute world to me. I really want to thank you guys for staying here with me and rocking with me, especially during these last couple years. I know it's been such a trying time with COVID-19 and things are not normal. Now we're trying to get back to normal. We got the booster shots. We got the vaccines. I know everybody's tired of hearing about COVID-19. But as I said before, when I launched season 3, I'm trying to bring you guys a different perspective. You know, it's my job to bring you the perspective that's not really talked about or that's not shown in media. And that's what really brings me the most joy, is just to be able to do the research and really bridge that informational gap between politics and community, because oftentimes, if we don't hear something more than once, then it doesn't really stick into our heads. So, but if you hear something that relates to you even one time, it sticks with you. And that's the whole point here with Harmony Politics. That's why I'm here. So definitely thank you guys for listening this Tuesday or whatever day it is that you are listening. I appreciate the support. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and make sure that you are telling people about Harmony Politics podcast and how it's coming with a fresh perspective that has you thinking differently, because that is my goal. And if I'm not reaching my goal, I know you guys will write into me and let me know what's going on. So we are on the 4th episode of season 3, and I am so blessed and just happy to be even in my 3rd season. You know, last week's episode was just a little quick recap. I don't want to hit you guys with too much information. Like I told you, I'm trying to restructure my podcast and just make sure that, you know, we're staying up on current events and what's going on. And speaking of current events, let's get into this Tuesday's episode. So this Talk Tuesday's episode is going to be Talk Tuesday, the Art of Politicking. Now, I know most of the time when people hear politicking, they immediately go towards government or anything that's related to the government, whether that's local, national, federal level, whatever case that is. But there's so much more to politics, to political science in general, that people don't touch on. So I'm excited to do this episode because obviously I was a political science major, but when we think about life, you know, we don't think about politicking and what that means, because like I've stated before in past episodes, when you politic, it's more than just the generic definition that you might hear, which is a branch of knowledge that deals with systems of government. It's more than just political science. It's more than just analyzing political activity and behaviors, right? We have so many different areas where politicking can come into mind. Because when I think about politicking, I think of it in the form of a verb. It's what you do, right? So it's not something that you can acquire. It's actually something that you do. Now, we can change out politicking with being persuasive, where you can persuade someone to do something by politicking them, meaning that it's a quid pro quo. And for those of you guys who don't know what quid pro quo means, it means it's a this for that. You're trading this for that, or you might be willing to compromise on this end so that you can get this, that goal. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean when I say politicking. There's a specific art to it. Politicians have the art down. That's why they go into politics, because they are so good at being persuasive. And me, as your podcast host and owner of Harmony Politics, my job is to analyze political activity at its most basic form and bring you that information. Because if I can't analyze what's going on in the political world when it comes to politicking, if I need to be able to recognize that this was traded in order for that to go through, or that was traded in order for this to go through, you know what I mean? So if I can't do that, then I'm not doing my job correctly. And I really want to go into detail about the art of politicking, because it really relates to the current political climate that we are in. Because let's be honest, like, it's hard to understand something if you're not familiar with it. You have to hear it or study it or hear it multiple times or whatever the case is. So if you're not familiar with the art of politicking, then that's why you're listening to Harmony Politics podcast, so that I can bridge that gap for you. And I'm going to bring it all home when I talk about how it relates to the current political climate. So let me go ahead and get into that. When we think about the current political climate, what comes to mind? For me, it's nervous, it's doubtful, sketchy, shady. You know, we're not really sure what the government is doing when we're talking about COVID-19, these mandatory vaccines. Biden's administration is trying to do this. We just got out of Trump's administration, where he was trying to do something totally different. So we're very unsure and uneasy. A poll was recently taken where Americans voted that Over 42% of Americans feel like they are uneasy with Biden's administration currently. And why is that? A large part of that is because we're not sure whether Biden is for us or against us. At least with Donald Trump, it was clear and we knew one side he wasn't for us, he's for this side. With Biden's administration, America is saying, this is America saying this, not me, B Harmony's not saying this, but this is America saying that 42% of Americans are not sure if Biden really has our best interest at heart. And let me tell you why that's the case. So when we talk about the current political climate, let's think about it from a Democratic point of view right now. So if you're a Democrat and you're in the Democratic Party, follow me. Don't get mad, but just follow me. The Democratic Party says that you should follow the advice of informed scientists, the FDA, and the CDC, right? So we have Fauci, you know what I mean? And a lot came out about Fauci, and a lot was not true that he said. And he most definitely was caught up in a few lies during his live interview. And if you haven't seen that, definitely go and check that out. So if you're a Democrat, that's mainly the narrative that's being pushed on you. Whether you're watching CNN or any other Democratic-based news station, the basis is follow the advice of scientists and people who are informed and knowledgeable about the subject, which includes the FDA and the CDC, right? Now, on the flip side of that, here's the political climate for the Republican side. Now, if you're a Republican, work with me, deal with me. It's definitely going to be less than the Democratic Party's agenda right now. So if you're Republican, the current political climate is let the economy recover the way that it needs to recover. And those that are skeptical, let them deal with the COVID-19 virus the way that they see fit. If they don't want to wear a mask, they don't want to wear a mask. If they don't want to get vaccinated, they don't want to get vaccinated. But definitely don't force them or don't make it mandatory for them to have to put something in their body that they're not willing to put into their body. So you have the world who is at two different agendas, who are pushing two different agendas and who have two different perspectives. So in order for us to understand these two different perspectives in the current political climate, we need to understand the why, when, and where of strategizing. It's not just about politicking a government, but it's about how you deliver the information. What type of emotions are you playing on? There's a thing called pathos, ethos, and logos, and those are your basis of how you are able to articulate your point. So when we talk about ethos, an example of ethos is basically someone who is establishing their authority or speaking on a subject based on your emotion. You have your logos, which sounds probably like logic because it's playing on your logic, right? And of course you have your pathos, which is how you articulate yourself. So it's basically like, do your words flow in a way that it plays on someone's emotions and it logically makes sense? Now follow me as I go, because I know some of you guys are probably already upset with me saying you're ripping in on the Democratic Party and how dare you say they don't care and all these other things. Just follow me and where I'm going, because the point of this is not to try to get you to change your party affiliation, but it's to get you to think independently and really question what you're being told. So I have one question for you guys. Before I play this clip, I have one question for you guys. Are you aware of the top FDA members by the name of Marion Gruber and Phil Krause, who recently quit working for the FDA due to a difference of opinion when it comes to this COVID-19 booster shot? Are you aware of that? And if you're not aware of that, I want you guys to take a listen to this clip, and I'm going to hop back in a second.
Broke yesterday that two of the FDA's senior vaccine officials are stepping down. The news comes as boosters and children shots are being weighed by the department. In a letter sent to staff and obtained by Biopharma Dive, the agency's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research announced the departure of Marion Gruber and Phil Krause, two of the FDA's top vaccine reviewers, within the next 2 months.
Gruber and Krause are reportedly leaving over the White House's decision to begin administering booster shots the week of September 20th without the FDA completing its own review of approval for third shots. The senior officials also expressed frustrations with the CDC and ACIP committee's involvement in decisions that they think should be solely up to the FDA. In mid-August, the FDA authorized booster shots for people with weakened immune systems. According to data from the CDC, nearly 1 million vaccine booster shots have already been administered in the U.S. It's unclear if all those people were considered immunocompromised. Additionally, this was not the final go-ahead for everyone to receive a third jab. The FDA emphasized that other fully vaxxed people are, quote, adequately protected and currently do not need an extra dose. Kim, my read on this is that this is a democracy. Nothing should ever be up to, you know, any, you know, one particular unelected person. On the other hand, you know, having FDA bureaucrats step aside in protest isn't great for public confidence.
And I honestly couldn't agree more with that last statement. Having top FDA members quit behind the CDC's approval of a booster shot is not great for American confidence. Now, here's my question to you that I told you I was going to ask. Is the CDC really competent enough to make a decision? The CDC is the Center for Disease Control, right? Are they really competent to make this decision in order to say that you need a booster shot? Because as you just heard, there's over 1 million people who receive booster shots, but they're not even sure if those people were immunocompromised. So basically, you get the vaccine, they're not sure if you're immunocompromised or not, but you need a booster shot anyway. And in getting that booster shot, it's still not a guarantee that you, quote unquote, will not get COVID-19. But if you do get COVID-19, it definitely won't be as bad as people who don't have the booster shot or the vaccine. So when you think about Biden's administration and what Biden is trying to do, when he said, you know, no vaccine, no benefits, no nothing, you got to get vaccinated or you're going to wear a mask forever. Now think about the rhetoric and the narrative that he is trying to push on American people. So it's coming from a place where he's playing on your emotions, because of course there's a lot of people out there who are scared. We've never dealt with this. This is something totally new in our time. We can't really compare this to polio or the Black Plague or things like that, because we didn't experience that. We can only look at the history books and see how it was handled. So being that the CDC went ahead on Monday, this past Monday, and approved a booster shot to roll out September 20th without the FDA approval, is giving the CDC so much control. Now, if you remember when Donald Trump was in office, Donald Trump actually suspended our alignment with the FDA. Why is that? Well, a part of it was because he felt like the CDC and the FDA was pushing the agenda of China. Now, I'm not saying he's right and I'm not saying he's wrong, but where I do agree with Donald Trump on this point is that how much power can we give one specific entity or business over the American people? We live in a democracy, right? So if the FDA, the CDC, the World Health Organization are all saying this one thing, well, why are they all saying it? How is it that all of their research is in sync if the data is restricted and limited based on the fact that we are not sure what COVID-19 can do, what this vaccine can really do to help us, because it hasn't been here long enough for us to have adequate research and data. So now let's fast forward to Biden, who's in office. Biden says that you need a booster shot starting September 20th ahead of the approval from the FDA. Now you have two prominent members of the FDA who recently quit, and that's just two. Within the last 4 months, we've actually had a total of 6 FDA officials quit behind certain policy changes that they feel they don't agree with. Now, all of it is not related to COVID-19. Some is related to drugs for Alzheimer's and things like that. But let's specifically focus on COVID-19 for the sake of this Talk Tuesdays podcast. So with the rejection of the booster shot from the FDA, my question to you is it still something that you feel like you should get? Is it something that you feel safe to put into your body? Now, set aside your personal issues with this podcast or what you may or may not agree on, and just really think about that though. If the FDA top members, I'm not talking about just members who work at the FDA, janitors and things like that. I'm talking about your scientists and your physicians. Why is it that they quit after not agreeing with Biden's agenda? Now, I can't find information on whether they quit willingly or if they were kind of forced to quit because they rejected going along with Biden's idea. But if I can put two and two together, I can almost guarantee you that they quit because they did not go along with Biden's idea and his plan, and Biden was not having them. The administration said, no, we're not going to have our top members go against what Biden is saying and cause more confusion in the American public. Now, there's so many videos that you can see on YouTube where you have past FDA members who have quit because they're not going with the president's agenda. And I'm not talking about Trump administration. I'm actually talking about the current administration we are in right now. For me personally, I don't know how I would feel about injecting something into my body that the FDA hasn't approved. Now, mind you, I could care less about the FDA, the CDC, or whatever they say. I'm going to do what I want because I'm free from government restraints. I'm free from societal pressure that tells me what I should and should not do, what's right for me and what's not. But that's just me. You may not be the same. If you are the same, great, good for you. Do your research and do what's best for you. But for those of you guys who feel like, you know, if the FDA says it's okay, then I'm gonna do it. If the CDC says it's okay, then I'm gonna do it. Well, let me ask you this question. How do you feel about the FDA and the CDC bumping heads over whether or not you should get a booster dosage 6 months after you've been vaccinated? Now, mind you, we have the flu and we have other diseases out here that we have vaccinations for, and not one of them require a booster dosage. Well, let me take that back. There are some that require booster dosage, but there has been enough time that has passed so that the research can be done. Mind you, we just found out about COVID-19 last year, and now we're supposed to get a booster shot 6 months after getting the vaccine. Why is it that we need the booster shot? For me personally, I feel like there's a push for this vaccine, and I'm not understanding why this vaccine specifically is being pushed so hard. What is the agenda? Now, if you listen to some past episodes in season 2, where I talk about COVID-19, specifically season 2, where I talk about COVID-19 being money driven. When we talk about this new world order, it's a conspiracy theory to some, but to most people, it's basically a breakdown of how the government is moving into a new world order, how the world will be governed. And that kind of seems to me like we're going towards a totalitarian type of world. We are in the beginning trial phases of how does America respond to totalitarianism? How does America respond to Joe Biden telling you that you have to get a vaccine, and if you don't get a vaccine, you will suffer the consequences? You won't be able to go out to eat with your friends. You won't be able to go to certain restaurants. And these restaurants and these businesses, if you let these people in, then we will come and shut you down. We will fine you and we will do whatever's necessary if you're not following our order. Now, I'm not one for conspiracies, but I do want to say that I definitely can see the shift in the narrative. So pay attention to your pathos, ethos, and logos when you're listening to Biden talk about COVID-19. And not just Biden, but when you're watching your news at night, when you're having conversations with family members who are so adamant and so passionate about getting this vaccine, and ask yourself questions about why is it that the CDC and the FDA are essentially beefing? Why do they have problems with each other? Why is the CDC allowed to make decisions and have votes without consulting with the FDA? The FDA is regulators. That's what they do. They're supposed to regulate. The FDA regulates the CDC. The CDC does not regulate the FDA. So why is it that top scientists have decided to quit working at the FDA because they don't agree with Biden's administration? There's so many questions that I have that I know you have, and I've done my best to try to explain it to you, because the point of this podcast is not to tell you don't get vaccinated or do get vaccinated. The point of this podcast is to tell you that there is an agenda that's going on, and I need you guys to look past the news media, look past the outlet and the narrative that's being pushed on you. Get past the ethos and the pathos of the conversations and really use your logos. Use logic to decipher what is the best for you. Because at the end of the day, you are the only one who knows what's best for you, regardless to what the CDC says, regardless to what the FDA says, and regardless to what Biden's administration says. You know what's best for you, and I, for one, will stand by any person who's doing what's best for them, no matter what it goes against. I am all for anarchy and creating chaos if it means I'm allowed to keep my independent thought, and I want you all to be the same. If you are not subscribed to Harmony Politics Podcast, definitely subscribe. I hope that I've brought you guys a new perspective that allows you to really think and be conscious and be aware of what politicking means and how the art of politicking can play on your emotions and your logic, and alter your, not just play on your emotions, but it can alter your logic in such a way that you may be doing something that's harmful for you or beneficial. Whichever you prefer, BHarmony is here with you. I stand by you as long as you have put some type of thought and consideration into what it is that you're doing. If you get a chance, definitely write into me, harmonypolitics.com. I'd love to know what you guys think about this episode, whether I'm wrong and you want to curse me out, or you want to have a debate, or you want to fact check me, or you want to present facts and arguments or articles and YouTube videos that you may have seen that relate to this. That's perfectly okay. Whether you agree with me and you want to tell me right on, keep going, fight the good fight, whatever it is, I'm all for it, because I believe that the Harmonites, we are here and we are members of this Harmony Politics podcast because we are very like-minded. We're independent thinkers. We ask the questions that most people don't ask. We don't take information at face value. We ask questions as soon as it doesn't make sense, and we go and we do our research. And if we're not doing our research, you already know BHarmony is here doing the research for you. So hit that subscribe button. Follow me on Instagram, BHarmony. Definitely go to harmonypolitics.com. Like I said before, there's YouTube videos up there. There's links to various projects that I have going on. And I cannot wait for you guys to just continue listening to Talk Tuesday's episode, and stay tuned because that new episode is coming. I want you guys to know, so go ahead and let those donations flow in. Even if you subscribe for 99 cents a month as a podcast listener to Harmony Politics, you will be privy to information that is not going to be free. That is definitely beneficial. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I hope that you guys have a peaceful and lovely day. Don't let anyone tell you that what you think is best for you is not best for you. And until next time, peace and love. As I went back and listened to the most recent episode of Talk Tuesday, The Art of Politicking, I realized that I didn't show enough attention to pathos, ethos, and logos. So pathos, ethos, and logos is a philosophy that is applied to the art of politicking. So let me break down what those three are. Logos is your logic, pathos is your emotion, and ethos is your ethics. Now, in the context of the podcast that you guys just listened to, I'm referencing the news media using ethos in rhetoric or your ethics to characterize your emotions directly from a speaker. Now, the speaker I'm speaking of is the news outlet. So in an attempt to persuade you to believe whatever information they are trying to tell you, they're going to try to appeal to your ethos, which is your ethics. But the ethics in this sense are what is referred to as your emotions, because of the way that they are using the rhetoric in order to try to get you to understand what they're saying or agree with them when it comes to this COVID-19 vaccine and or booster shot. So I just wanted to come on here and just do a quick little education and add to the podcast in case there was any type of confusion. For those of you guys who noticed it, thank you. That's a great call out, and I'm glad that I'm able to come on here and clarify and do this. Peace.